We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the Southern Miss Sports Network.
Southern Mississippi has done what people said they couldn't do.
On the Southern Miss Sports Network from Learfield, live from walk-ons, welcome to Golden Eagle Hotline. Golden Eagle Hotline is brought to you by Walk-On Sports Bistro. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Now, here's the voice of the Golden Eagles, John Cox.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome in to another edition of the Golden Eagle Hotline, our weekly visit with the head coach of the Golden Eagles, Coach Will Hall, here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg, the home of the Golden Eagle Hotline for both our football show and, in a few weeks, our basketball show. And throughout the basketball season, Walk-Ons is the home of the Golden Eagle Hotline. Glad to have you with us wherever you might be listening in the night, and love to have you join our conversation as we spend some time with head coach Will Hall. The Eagles are getting ready to hit the road. They'll take off on Friday. That's tomorrow, I guess. Head off tomorrow out to San Antonio to the Alamo Dome to take on the Roadrunners of UTSA. Love to have you join our conversation here tonight as we visit with Coach Hall. Easy to do if you would like to send one in electronically, southernmissathletics@gmail.com or USM Golden Eagles on Twitter. Or if you're here in the restaurant with us, we'll let Bo Morgan come and bring one of our question forms. You can write a question down as well. So love to have you join our conversation tonight as we talk Golden Eagle football with the head coach of the Golden Eagles, Coach Will Hall, as the Eagles head out to San Antonio this week to take on the Roadrunners of UTSA. Well, how's the week gone for the Golden Eagles as you had your preparation to get started for UTSA? I know you've had a lot of guys kind of banged up a little bit, so you got those, hopefully got those guys rested up, but how's the week of practice going for the Golden Eagles?
Yeah, it's gone good, John. You know, we've had another good week of you know, concentrating on ourselves, improving with our young guys, you know, and continuing to push forward with a lot of these young guys that we're playing with, and also battling down the stretch. We got three more weeks to continue to improve with those. You know, we've had great attitudes. We do have several guys banged up. You know, we played our third center this past week in Bryson Mays, but he did a good job. You know, he played pretty well, and you know, so we're pushing on through this thing, man.
It's a road trip to UTSA. That's one of the longest trips in Conference USA, but it's a UTSA ball club in the last couple of years and under a brand new head coach. And they have gone undefeated this year, ranked 15th in the country, but a lot of seniors. This is a senior, graduate student, junior type of football team. A lot of veterans on this team.
Yeah, you know, their previous staff that was there was under Frank Wilson, who was Ed Orgeron's right-hand man at Ole Miss and also at LSU. He's widely regarded as one of the top recruiters in America, and he did a great job recruiting there. And so they had built a lot of stacked several great recruiting classes together, and then they hired Coach Traylor. This is his second year there. He's come in with a lot of good organization and culture, and he's taken those players that were there, and they're doing a great job. They start 15 seniors, 6 juniors, and 1 sophomore. You know, so you can tell they've really built a great program of recruiting the right way over several years in a row. And they're doing it the right way. They look a lot like what we hope to look like in probably year 3 of our regime here, with how many older guys they're playing and that have been in their program for some time.
All right. Along those same lines, here's a question from the restaurant from our good buddy Roger Cameron off to our right here. He wants to know, when is signing day? And that's changed over the years. Used to be you'd sort of gear for that early February date. Now it's in December and February, but December is the big signing day.
Yes, sir. It's December 15th, Roger. I know it. I look at it every day. And that's also going to be known as my favorite day of the year. Recruiting's going great. December 15th is signing day. Like I said, between 85 to 88% of all signees sign that day. You still have another signing day in February when you can add to it. But we expect to have 90 to 95% to 100% of our class done in December. It's going great right now. We've got 8 spots left for that class, and man, it's going great. You know, right now I think it's the second best class at Conference USA, but a lot of our guys haven't been ranked yet. You know, like we got the, I can't call his name, we got the number one wide receiver in junior college in the whole country committed to us right now, and he's not even ranked yet. So like once all those rankings happen, we think we got a chance to have the greatest signing class in the history of the school. Certainly it will definitely be one of the greatest signing classes in the history of the school, just depending on how we finish up. And that's what it's all about, right? Is recruiting and getting better players, and to go along with the good players we've got on this team, and we continue to push forward to it every day.
How did the graduate transfers, how do they figure in that equation? Anyway, I mean, do they count against the limit, or are those guys could be involved in that class? How does that work?
Yeah, they count. So, you know, you can sign 25 a year no matter who they are, and then you can add 7, up to 7 to your class if you have 7 or more guys getting the portal that are eligible when they leave. We will have that for sure. So we'll be able to bring in 32. Now, we use 7 of those spots in the summer going into this year with some young guys that are already on our team, you know, that are already counted. 3 O-linemen, 2 of them were redshirting, some young backs and some other kids. So we've got 25 spots really in this class. And we've got 8 more spots to fill, and it's going really well.
Here's one that's along those same lines, and you touched on this a little bit. What kind of signees are bringing in? The question is quarterbacks, offensive line, right? Where's the emphasis, or a little bit of everything?
Yeah, so right now we've got 1 quarterback committed. We think he's the best quarterback in the state of Mississippi. He made the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star Games, had a phenomenal year. We're looking to possibly add another transfer quarterback if he's an older guy and he's a proven guy. Because we'll have this young man coming in, and you know, Ty, along with some other kids, and then at running back, we've got 2 kids committed right now. One's a bigger kid, one of the best players in the state of Mississippi. Also made the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star Game, and then we got another young kid. It's more of a jitterbug, make you miss type kid, you know, out of Alabama, committed. And then at receiver, we've got the number one junior college player in America committed. And we've also got a high school kid from here in Mississippi committed. We're not going to take any tight ends in this class. Just about every one of those are back. We feel good about it. At O-line, like I said, we've already brought in 3 guys in the summer. We've got 3 high school kids committed that are all great players, that are all-star members in the state of Mississippi. And then we're going to add 3 more transfers to that group. So we'll end up bringing 9 O-linemen in over the course of a calendar year. And then on the D-line, we've got two high school kids committed right now that are both also great high school players, all-star guys from the South. And then we're going to bring in probably 5 to 6 transfers at the D-line position. We've already got 2 committed right now, so we'll end up adding 3 to 4 more of those. At linebacker, we've got 1 high school player committed who's one of the best players in the state of Mississippi. We're going to add another transfer linebacker to this group. And then at DB, we've got 3 transfer corners committed that were all great players, junior college kids in the state of Mississippi. And we've got 1 tremendous player committed out of Mississippi, a high school kid that's also a Mississippi-Alabama All-Star Game participant. So that's what we got going right now off the top of my head. That's pretty good right there, John.
That's you amaze me. I'm going to sponsor you on Jeopardy one day because you remember everything.
It would be easier than what I'm going through right now.
All right, here's a question from a Southern Miss fan is his name here. Who are some freshmen on our team that you've seen develop the most this season?
All right, so let's start on offense. Ty Keys, you know, was one freshman that we really, really thought was developing at a fast pace. He was having a great start to the year. You saw how he played versus Alabama. He showed he belonged on the highest of stages at this level. You know, he had the foot injury, but, man, he sits right next to me in quarterback meetings. We've met exclusively this week, just me and him, watching NFL tape all week long on 2-minute drill situations specific to pass plays that we run. We've watched the Patriots. We've watched Tom Brady. We've watched Matt Stafford. We've watched Carson Wentz. We've gone through all these NFL quarterbacks and cut up all their 2-minute drill situations specific to plays that we run as well. Just really growing with Ty and teaching him how to be a quarterback whenever he gets back healthy. His rehab's going well. You know, at running back, Dejon Richard's a freshman. Frank Gore's a freshman. We think they both got bright futures. At wideout, we were playing 4 freshmen. Richard Mays from Ridgeland, who were redshirting but played in 4 games, has shown great promise. He'll end up being a 215 to 220-pound guy that's got great agility, can do a lot of things. Jeremiah Robinson from right here in Pedal, who's a phenomenal young man with over a 3.5 GPA, got great speed and athleticism. We've got great high hopes for him. He starts on 2 special teams units. Zay Franks is a young man that was highly recruited out of McGee, Mississippi. When we got this job, he was committed to Central Florida. We were able to flip him. He played in his first action last week in special teams and is coming on. He's going to have a chance to be a great player. And then the other one that was playing a lot was Chandler Pittman. You know, and Chandler was having a great year, scored at Alabama, scored at Rice. He's going to be in that super back role, Tyreek Hill-type position, another guy that has great grades and is going to be a really, really good football player for us down the road. A few old linemen that were redshirting, Mikael McLeod out of Greene County and Peyton McKinnon out of Brandon, Mississippi, are 2 guys that are 6'5", 300, and 6'7", 310 that are really developing and coming on and we think can be really legitimate all-conference type tackles for us down the road. So that's the offensive group. We got time to go defense.
Let's take a break and then we'll go over to defense there.
All right, we can do it.
All right, so we're going to take a break and continue to talk about some of the young players on our Golden Eagle football team with the head coach of the Golden Eagles, Coach Will Hall. Take a break. Come back to Walk On in a minute. This is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
There is something for everyone at Cane Brake Country Club in Hattiesburg. Cane Brake offers an 18-hole private golf course, a 24-hour fitness facility, a junior Olympic-sized swimming pool and year-round social and dining events sure to please every member of the family, including the new Cane Brake restaurant and bar overlooking the 18th green. For more information on membership or hosting your next big event, visit canebrakecountryclub.com or call 601-271-2010.
Southern Miss Athletics. This is Golden Eagle Hotline. Now, back to John Cox.
And we are back here on the Golden Eagle Hotline, our weekly visit with the head coach of the Golden Eagle, Coach Will Hall. A programming reminder, because the Eagles play next week on a Friday night in Ruston, Louisiana, against Louisiana Tech, and the team will be traveling on Thursday. We'll do this show next Wednesday evening, and I think that'll be our final show of the year. The following week is the Thanksgiving holiday, so next week will be our final show of the season. We'll do it on a Wednesday night at 6 o'clock because the Eagles will be traveling on Thursday. All right, got a lot of good questions coming in, and so let's move on. Oh, let's keep going. We're going our thought. You're talking about the defense and some of the freshman first-year players.
Yeah, so defensively, you know, starting on the back end, Brendan Toles is a true freshman from Lafayette County that was also a Mississippi-Alabama All-Star Game participant and has been a great player for us. He keeps getting better and better. He's got tremendous speed. He's also right around 6 feet tall. He's got a chance to be a great, great corner for us. He was a young man that was committed to Mississippi State for a long time. We were able to flip him, get him in here, and has done a great job. Jay Jones is a young man at safety, is a true freshman that's really shown some physicality. He's playing a lot in the kicking game. He was committed to Tennessee when we got this job, and through their coaching change and everything, we're able to flip him, get him in here. He's done a great job as well. TQ Newsom's a redshirt freshman linebacker out of Gulfport that's continuing to improve. And Michael Pless is a redshirt freshman defensive end out of Tallahassee that's long, 6'4". Another offseason with Ancar. We think he's got a chance to be a great, great player for us. So that's some more young guys on the defensive side of the ball that got a chance to be really good.
All right, I'm going to change pace only because I don't know if I've ever had a question like this. This is from Robert up there.
All right.
Robert wants to know, do you like chunky salsa or puree salsa? And do you like white cheese dip or prefer yellow cheese dip?
All right. So I'm more of a puree salsa guy, and I love all – cheese is my favorite food. I love white cheese dip and yellow cheese dip. I just love cheese all the way around. So I'm more of a cheese – now, if I go to a Mexican restaurant, I'm more of a white cheese dip and puree salsa guy. But, man, I'm down with the Rotel too, Robert. I'm down with Rotel with the big chunks in it or without. I'm all in on cheese dip all the way around. I'll take some now if you want to.
So if Robert ordered you a thing of chips and cheese dip, you would you'd try that, right?
I would eat it. Yeah,
right.
I would eat it.
All right, let's put that question in the food section right over
there.
And let's move on to football. And what does UTSA do offensively that could cause problems for the Golden Eagle defense?
Yeah, so UTSA is just a really, really good football team. You know, they're not super flashy in any facet, but they're super solid in every way. You know, they're like I said, they start 15 seniors, 6 juniors, and a sophomore. They're just solid. They play good football. They run the ball to set up play action and get it over your head. They've got a really good running back in McCormick, who's one of the better players in this league. They run sound schemes, and they don't beat themselves. Their quarterback is a good runner, so he can get himself out of sacks and out of pressure. And, you know, and they try to get you geared in to stop the run where they can kind of get it over your head. They're just a good football team that can attack you in all areas.
Coach Traylor's done a great job. You mentioned earlier Frank Wilson. He was a coach there. Frank, great recruiter, had really built a lot of good classes together there to make that program really good.
Did a great job. You know, they were doing a phenomenal job recruiting. Frank was there. Pete Golding,
right,
who's the D coordinator at Alabama.
Two guys
there
that were both on the Southern Miss staff
that
at one
time. That is exactly right. They did a phenomenal job recruiting a lot of those older guys. And then Coach Traylor came in with a great vision and a great plan and put in a great culture. And they've been able to rally those troops together and really get it going. I got great respect for them. I really do.
Here's a question, a recruiting question. This is no name on this one, but a good question. When recruiting an athlete, what is the most important thing you want to see in a young man?
Yeah, so, you know, that's very different depending on what position they play. But what we always talk about here at Southern Miss is the one strike rule. And what we mean by that is we want a young man that would be going to Alabama, LSU, Ohio State, those type places, if not for one reason. So let's just talk about like a wide receiver, for instance. So if you've got a wide receiver and he's really tall and he's got great ball skills and great hands, but maybe he runs a 4.6 40 instead of a 4.4. So Alabama's not going to take him because of a speed issue. That's the kind of guys we look for here. He's got everything you want, but he's missing one thing. Or maybe it could be a receiver that runs a 4.3 40 with great ball skills and great hands, but he's 5'9.5", 5'10.5", instead of 6'2". So Alabama and LSU won't take that guy. That's the kid we're looking for. And we use those skill sets to bring them in here and get them rolling. So we really look for the one-strike rule. And, you know, we've been doing a great job with that since we've been here. If you look at our class last year and also look at our upcoming class, the players we've brought in here have been really, really dynamic players. And I think you're going to continue to see that moving forward.
Hey, we have each week on this show, we have a number of your coaching staff that stop by to interact with our fans. And I see several today, including Coach Caden Cochran, the tight end coach, who's sitting right in front of us. Talk about the first time you met him. Was it on the football field? Was he a player when you saw him for the first time?
It was.
Quarterback, right?
It was. So Coach Cochran was playing quarterback at Valdosta State. I was the head coach at West Alabama, and I always admired his toughness. He was a winner, but he was a tough guy. He was a guy that maximized his ability in every way. And after one of our games when we played, I went up to him and just spoke to him, introduced myself, and told him I admired how he played. And as soon as he got out of school, you know, we were able to hire him as a GA. He's done a phenomenal job grinding his way through the small college ranks. He was an offensive coordinator at Emporia State, a D2 school in Emporia, Kansas, the last few years, and did a great job up there. And he's a young guy with a bright, bright, bright future. And, you know, his wife was also a national champion softball player.
She's here today.
And, you know, she was a great athlete, but by far the second-best athlete in her family behind Cage.
She didn't like that, no.
No, she didn't. Yeah. But facts are facts. You know, you have to deal with facts.
Well, that person was just named the most valuable player in Major League Baseball, right?
Well, yeah, I was talking about Caden, but yes, her brother is Buster Posey. Yeah, her brother is Buster Posey, and obviously a great athlete, too.
Hey, Caden told me the story, if I understood it right, that he played against you.
He did.
When you were coaching, he was a quarterback, right? And he talked to you a little bit and just kept up with the emails and some kind of conversation and just waiting for a chance to be on your staff as a volunteer at Everett. And finally, Cam Part, where you had a chance to bring him in, and the rest is history. He's been with you.
Yeah, he's done a phenomenal job. Like I said, the GA and for us up there all the way through to most recently being the OC at Emporia State, and as a football junkie, you know, he'd come down to Tulane and study with us when we were there. And I think about 2 years ago, he went up to the St. Louis Rams and hung out with them during OTAs. I mean, he's just a football guy that's got a bright, bright future.
All right, let's take a break. We're talking Golden Eagle football here on a Thursday night from Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. Keep the questions coming. We'll be back right after this. This is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
Hey, fans, this is Wayne Cook, co-host of College Sports Now. We're breaking down all the action from around the country every week with new episodes dropping 4 days a week during the football season. We'll look beyond the box score and keep our finger on the pulse of college football from September all the way to the national championship game in January. Listen all season long on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you'd love to get your podcasts. And be sure to follow along on Twitter at CSNowTweets.
Welcome back to Golden Eagle Hotline. Here again is John Cox.
Hi, welcome back, everybody, here to Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg, the official home of the Golden Eagle Hotline. And glad to have a great crowd of Golden Eagle fans here, and hopefully some folks that we're going to turn into Golden Eagle fans if they're here with us tonight at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. Let's get back to the questions, and here's one from Karen Miller here in the restaurant. She wants to know, why does it seem that we lose some momentum after the first quarter?
Well, the number one reason is we've got 62 scholarship players right now, and we're playing against teams that normally have between 92 and 100. Because you can go over 85 this year. And, you know, I mean, I know it may be an excuse or whatever, but it is what it is. We got to coach better. We got to recruit better. We got to develop better. But, you know, we got 62 scholarship players, so we get tired. You know, those kids have to play every snap. We just don't have enough. And the ones, you know, when those kids are tired, you're playing with walk-ons versus scholarship players. And we just don't have a full roster right now. You know, if we could play a half of football and then – you know, go rest for a little while, maybe go to bed and wake up tomorrow and play the second half and probably look a lot better, you know. But we're just shorthanded, and it is what it is. It's not an excuse. It's reality. Math is real, and 62 is real. But, look, I recognize we got to do better. We got to coach better. We got to play better in the second half. And we're attacking that every day. We will become a team that dominates the second half. We're going to get better at that. We're addressing it every day. We're addressing it through recruiting. But we've got to coach better. We've got to get better players in here. We've got to develop better. And, look, Southern Miss is a great place. It's a place. It's a destination place for a lot of people. Southern Miss is going to be special again. And we've got to keep pushing towards getting that thing back. I tell you this. Everybody that's whipping us right now in the second half, they better be glad they're doing it, and they better get us right now, because there's going to come a day where they're not going to be able to.
Now, here's another question from Robert. Now that he's ordered the salsa and chips, yeah, he wants to get back to football. Do you have a recruit you feel you'll be able to, quote, unquote, flip to USM, and how much do you work on flipping?
Yeah, so, I can't name any names because that's against NCAA rules. But right now, yeah, we're on several kids. You know, Robert, we really haven't lost any kids since we've been here over two recruiting classes to any group of five schools. There is two kids that committed to Tulane back in the summer because they were academic kids, and that was something that attracted them to Tulane. But outside of that, those are the only two kids in recruiting that we've lost to any group of five schools over a two-year period. So we've been very successful versus group of five, and we think we'll continue that. And, you know, one thing I'll tell people, it's not about the ones you don't get. You know, it's about the ones you do. It's kind of like life, right? It ain't about the girls you chased and didn't get. It's about the one you did get and you married. All right? So, you know, what'll get you fired quicker than anything is signing bad players. Avery Hobbs, baby, in the house, bad dude. All right? And so we're recruiting really good kids that can really play, and we feel really, really good about where we're headed going down the stretch with these eight spots left.
Avery Hobbs from Rice Lake, Wisconsin. I bet there's not a walk-ons in Rice Lake, Wisconsin.
You know, John, I wouldn't know to tell you.
You've never been to Rice Lake?
I've never been to Wisconsin at all.
Hey, let's get one more in before you can break. This is from Carol Doherty. She's over there in the corner.
I can tell you Avery's my favorite person I know from Wisconsin.
All right. We are encouraged, Carol Doherty says, by your optimism, Will Hall.
Appreciate that.
How do you manage to keep it all on your positive side, and all the fans and all the things you get, good and bad, from the fans? How do you maintain that great optimism?
Well, number one is, you know, I have great faith. I think the good Lord brought me here for a reason. I think I'm the perfect man for this place in this situation. You know, you guys didn't need somebody to come here and build a football team. You needed somebody to come here and build a football program, and we know how to do that, and we know how to We've done it before, and we know how to do it at this place. And the next thing is, it's not like we just wake up every day and hold hands and sing Kumbaya and hope everything's going to work out. We have a great vision and a very detailed plan to get to that vision. All right, we know what a great football team's supposed to look like. We know how to get back there. We measure everything calculated. We look at where our shortcomings are. We look at why. We address issues, whether those are coaching issues or roster issues or way we do things issues. And we're a shorthanded roster. That's why I'm hired. If it was fixed, I wouldn't be in this situation. And we've got a great plan to get this thing back. I think, you know, if for all the fans that are negative right now, look at recruiting. You know, look at who we signed since we've been here, how they're playing, and look at how our recruiting class is shaping up right now, because players win games. Okay, coaches win practices and players win games. And we're developing this program in the right way. We're treating people the right way. We've already fixed a lot of this program. Academically, we're doing better than they've ever done here. We're continuing to improve our facilities. I can show you that coaches throughout the South are so fired up about what we're doing here and how we're treating them and their kids. It's just a matter of continuing to recruit and continuing to add and pushing this thing forward. But right. I've got great faith and great conviction in how we do it and how it's going to work. and where we're headed.
All right, we're going to take a break while Will and the coaches sing Kumbaya here and while we're in a commercial break. So we'll take a break, come back, more with Coach Hall tonight from here in Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. Back in a moment, Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
Southern Miss fans, for more unique Golden Eagles content, subscribe to the official USM podcast, Inside Southern Miss Athletics. Hosted by the voice of the Golden Eagles, John Cox, hear from a variety of different guests and their stories as John dives deep on their connection to the university through athletics and the community. You can also find archived coaches' shows. Search Inside Southern Miss Athletics on the Varsity Podcast Network. It's also on Apple, Spotify, and Stitcher.
This is Golden Eagle Hotline, live at Walk-Ons. Let's rejoin John Cox.
All right, we're back here at the Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. As always, a good crowd here in the restaurant tonight. You never know who you're going to see walk by. We've seen Mark Kreiner walk by today. We've seen Brandon Lacey has walked by today. The lovely Summer Caden, Caden's wife Summer is here. Caden Cochran is here.
Samantha.
What I call her, Summer.
Yeah.
All right, Samantha.
Wherever Summer is, she probably wishes she was Caden's wife.
That's her cousin. that's her cousin, right? All right, so I'm going to stick to questions. How about that?
You veered off track, John.
I'm not going to introduce the studio audience here today.
We're going to have to pull that car out of the ditch.
That's right. All right, speaking of, well, here's one from Roger. Roger is a man of few words, Roger Cameron. His question says simply, what's the plan this week?
Yeah, so, you know, Roger, the plan this week has been to recruit extremely hard, to continue to develop and grow and get better as best we can, and to go over there and put our best foot forward and try to put ourselves in position to win. And, you know, John, one thing I want to say, talking about the positivity and people saying, you know, how do you stay positive? I do want to say this. I'm very positive with where I think the direction of this program is going. I'm very positive in my belief and conviction with how we attack each day and how we're incrementally getting this program better each day. I don't want anybody to come back and think that I'm positive with this football season. This football season has been a living horror movie, right? Okay, I mean, I've not enjoyed, yeah, it's been terrible. And so, you know, there's nothing positive you can say about that. It's been something we've had to go through. We've had more injuries. We lead the country in injuries. We're the youngest football team in America. We're down to 62 scholarships. It's been extremely difficult and extremely hard. And I'm not trying to – so don't think I'm blowing smoke and trying to act like, oh, we're all hunky-dory and positive about this season. It's been hard. There's been a lot of brutal, uncomfortable conversations had with a lot of people, with our staff, along with our players and everybody in our personnel. But we are improving every day. Recruiting is going great, and we are getting better and driving this program back to where it needs to be.
I was telling you today, we were meeting with you today, me and Lee Roberts and Bo, and I said, if somebody in this restaurant tonight walked into practice and watched you guys practice from the opening minute of practice to the final minute, they would say, man, that's a team that's won a lot of football games. It's amazing to me how you've kept those guys, you know, kind of buying into what they're doing, to what's going to happen if you keep doing it the way that coach wants them to do. It's amazing, and I think the fans would really be amazed at what it was like if they saw a practice.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Like I said, Rick Stockstill at Middle Tennessee and Phil Bennett, who was Bill Snyder's longtime D coordinator forever, has won a ton of games. And Phil Bennett was the D coordinator at North Texas last week, and he said the same thing. He said, I've never seen a team in your situation play as hard as you guys do. And that's a credit to these players and this staff, but it's also a credit to the belief and how we treat people on a daily basis. The kids know. They know we're headed in the right direction. They know we're shorthanded. They know we're deficient at some areas. But they also know how we recruit and the type players we're bringing in here, because why? We recruited them and brought them in here. All right, so they know, you know, where we're headed, and they believe in where we're going. And, you know, we keep it real with them all the time. And you know, there's going to, like I said, man, everybody better get us right now, and they better enjoy it, because there's going to come a day where they're not going to be able to get us anymore.
Hey, talk about the special teams. Your philosophy is everybody, if I say it right, everybody – that has got to be on a couple of special teams, right, except maybe a few exceptions of quarterbacks and things like that. And why do you like that to happen, and how do you think that improves the football team?
Well, it's a huge part. More yardage is exchanged during that than any other time. And so we play our best players in a kicking game. And, you know, because of that, when you only got 62 scholarships, that really depletes you over the course of a game, you know. But we play our best players in a kicking game. So, therefore, you know, we don't always have the depth to sustain, you know, as the halves wear on, you know, and late in the second quarter and on into the second half. You know, we can really get shorthanded, and it is what it is. But, no, we demand that out of our players. We tell them they've got to be on two kicking game units to start on offense or defense. It's just part of the culture we're building here, and it's something else that will only cause our program to be better down the road. And it's something that we've decided not to sacrifice early on, you know, even though that might in some ways have made us a little better maybe this year, but we would have been worse in a kicking game if we would have done that too. So you give and you take, but it's something we demand here and something that is emphasized daily.
All right, we're going to take another break here from Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg, talking Golden Eagle football with the head coach of the Golden Eagles, Coach Will Hall. We're back in a moment. This is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
Hey, college football fans, I'm Mike Golick.
And I'm Kate Scott. This fall, we are bringing you a fresh new way to hear college football play-by-play. Golick and I teaming up for college football Saturday night, powered by Learfield.
It's a bold new way to listen to college football. Smart, fun, refreshing, food. I added that. A unique radio play-by-play experience, and I'm so looking forward to broadcasting live alongside Kate this fall.
College football Saturday night, powered by Learfield. Hope you'll join us.
Highlighting Southern Miss Athletics, this is Golden Eagle Hotline. Now, back to John Cox.
And we are back on the Golden Eagle Hotline, a weekly visit with Coach Will Hall. Again, next week the show will be on Wednesday night because the Eagles are playing a Friday night ball game over against Louisiana Tech. So next Wednesday night, that'll be the final Golden Eagle Hotline on football this year. We'll take the next week off because of Thanksgiving. So next week, a Wednesday night show, final football show of this academic and athletic year. Coach, always a great presence around the campus of Southern Miss with our military. A lot of military folks had played football at one time at Southern Miss. And we want to send a shout out to one very special veteran who is celebrating a very special day today.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Charlie V. Sanders, man. He was on the beaches of Normandy. Turned 100 today on Veterans Day up in Laurel. And just excited for him, man. Happy birthday, Charlie. Hope you have an awesome day. And Veterans Day, yeah, Veterans Day is a huge, means a whole lot to me and our football program. We had several football players. Avery Hobbs walked through here a while ago, was one of them that went to visit veterans today on Veterans Day with our team chaplain, Mitchell Williams, and had a phenomenal day visiting with them. I know it made their day. There were a bunch of them were Golden Eagle fans. And, we're just thankful to live in this great country. And we know there's some things we got to fix and keep pressing forward. But, man, shoot, it's a whole lot better here than it is anywhere else. And we keep working together and keep pushing together to keep getting better, and just very, very thankful to live in this great country.
We all try to make sacrifices and all think we do, but when you think about guys like Mr. Sanders there, I mean, that's a sacrifice there when you're fighting for your freedom.
No doubt. You know, and we try to instill part of that with our players. We talk about, man, you know, one thing that drives me and what I tell people all the time, that, you know, I say, hey, man, hang in there with us. We're building this the right way. Hang in there with us. I've never let anybody down in my whole life, and I ain't fixing to start today, okay? And we tell our players, don't be the guy that lets your boys and your teammates down. Never be that guy. You know, I don't ever – man, when I'm dead and gone, I don't want anybody to say, man, you know what, old Will Hall, he just let me down a lot. You know, and so that's things that, you know, we're proud of our veterans on. You know, they live by that, and we're trying to instill that in our team too. You know, be accountable. Do what you're supposed to do, even on days you don't feel good, and be able to be counted on and compete every day to lift others up around you.
So, again, happy birthday to Charlie Sanders, who is – where is he up in
Laurel.
Laurel, up in Laurel, Mississippi.
That's right.
So, Hopefully he's listening. If he's not, well, maybe somebody will tell him. We were talking about
it. I bet Buddy Duke tells him.
Buddy will tell him. Buddy, make sure he knows that we wish him a happy birthday. Coach Will Hall with us, as he is every Thursday night. And again, next week's show, a Wednesday night show because of the Friday night ball game at Louisiana Tech. I'll tell you what, let's take a break so we can kind of catch up. We've got about 15 minutes or so to go on the show tonight. So we'll take a break, come back to Walk-Ons here in Hattiesburg. The Golden Eagle Hotline, back in a moment, the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
This is the College Football Rewind.
10, 5, give it 6!
The kick is good!
And the Longhorns win!
This is what big-time college football is all about.
Taking you beyond the box scores to relive the emotions from the Saturday that was in college football. Football.
Got it! Touchdown, Penn State!
Great pylon! Touchdown, Washington!
It's the College Football Rewind. Download on Sunday mornings on Apple Podcasts. Search College Sports Now.
Welcome back to Golden Eagle Hotline. Here again is John Cox.
Hi, we're back on the Golden Eagle Hotline here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. There's one of the celebrities, Mark Kreiner, making his way through the crowd here at Walk-Ons tonight. Coach, you reminded me about something during the break. Southern Miss has been lucky over the years to have hosted the Mississippi High School Playoffs, the Alabama-Mississippi All-Star Game, and things like that. That's going to happen again this year. That's going to be on the camp. The state playoffs, the championships, are going to be at the Rock in Hattiesburg.
They are, and that's going to be two huge weekends for the city of Hattiesburg and also for our football program, because the first weekend in December will be the Mississippi State Championship games, and then the second weekend will be the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star Game. They'll both be on our campus, but also, John, those are two official visit weekends for us leading into the next Wednesday, which is signing day. We're going to have a ton of great prospects on campus. A lot of them will already be committed. Some of them will be on the fence and trying to make a decision. So, you know, that'll be two great weekends for us and our football program, not only to show those recruits that we're hosting what we're all about, what we're building, but also to get, you know, the 12 of the best teams in the state of Mississippi on our campus to see where we're going, where we're headed, the facility upgrades we have. And then also the next week you got the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star Games. That's the best players in both states that play public school football will be at in our stadium that week. So that's something we take great pride in because we recruit the state of Mississippi and the state of Alabama so hard. And our relationships that we developed there through the years have been so good. And I know all those high school coaches are so fired up about our staff being here. They send me notes all the time. That's one reason why recruiting has been going so well. It's because they know their kids are going to be handled the right way. They know they're going to be molded as men, as well as developed and pushed. And they know we're going to win because they've seen it happen before. And just excited about those two weekends.
Recruiting is all about relationships, and I know you and your staff do a great job with the parents, with the grandparents, with the coaches, people, the brothers and sisters. I mean, it's all about those relationships. They want to come play for somebody to make them kind of feel at home and to be a better football player.
Well, you know, John, everybody's got their recruiting pitch, you know, and when you meet somebody that's recruiting you for the first time, anybody can sell you on what they're going to sell you on. But the advantage we've got here is we've recruited Mississippi, Alabama, Southeast Louisiana, and the Panhandle our whole career. Everybody has. So we've got so much validation with every kid we recruit to somebody they know and trust that can say, hey, I've known this guy, which for me, you know, hey, I've known this guy since he was 5 years old. I know his character. He's real. And with so much of our staff, it's, hey, I've known this guy. I've sent players to him before. They loved playing for him. They were developed and molded and reached their maximum potential. So when you've got people that can validate who you are, that they already know and trust, it gives you a huge jump-off point. And I think that's why you've seen such a great, you know, recruiting start to our tenure here in just 10 months.
All right, Bill Doherty. Bill's there. Bill looking right
My
at
man,
us
Bill.
Over there. Bill wants to know, how important is an indoor practice facility?
You know, Bill, it would be great. I think it's a want, not a need. Now, if you want to build it for me, I'll take it. We need about $15 million, all right, and I will take it tomorrow. But I would love to have it, but, right, you know, the more pressing we got a few more pressing needs right now, and we're addressing those, you know, every day that we wake up. But we would love – we would love an indoor facility and think that that's something that is going to happen on the horizon. I know Jeremy McClain and Dr. Bennett, it's on their radar. We've got a few things we're trying to get knocked out before that, but we would love to have it.
Okay, good question, Bill.
Heck of a question.
And, Bill, if you want, we'll find out how you make the check out if you want to.
Yeah, Will Hall.
All right, make it straight out to Will.
Yep.
All right. And
Will Hall Indoor Practice Facility.
That's right.
Well, we'll put your name on it, and I'll grab a shovel. We'll start digging tonight. We won't even sleep. We'll recruit and dig all night long. That's what we'll do.
All right, we're going to take our final break of the night and then come back and get ready to wrap it up tonight here at Walk-Ons. Great night at Walk-Ons. A lot of positive in the air as the Eagles get ready to head out to UTSA and to take on the Roadrunners on Saturday afternoon. Back in a moment, the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
There is something for everyone at Canebrake Country Club in Hattiesburg. Canebrake offers an 18-hole private golf course, a 24-hour fitness facility, a junior Olympic-sized swimming pool, and year-round social and dining events sure to please every member of the family, including the new Canebrake restaurant and bar overlooking the 18th green. For more information on membership or hosting your next big event, visit canebrakecountryclub.com or call 601-271-2010.
And we're back here at the Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. Got about 5 minutes or so to go on the program here tonight. Again, the Eagles will travel tomorrow. They'll head out to San Antonio, Texas, get ready to take on UTSA in the beautiful Alamo Dome out there in San Antonio. So Eagles on the road as they go back into action in Conference USA. Final few minutes tonight with head coach Will Hall as the Eagles are getting ready to make that trip out there. And I tell you, Will, there's a, you know, if people take a look, and they're honest about it, take a good look at what's going on at Southern Miss, fans or otherwise, you'd get excited. There's a lot of really good things happening around Southern Miss football, and this is a program that I think is about ready to kind of really take off here over the next few years.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, John. I know we haven't gotten the results on the field, you know, that everybody wants and that I want, but we're going to get them because we're doing the things it takes to get them. And, you know, I talked to Coach Munkin this week, talked to him for 34 minutes, and he's a guy that I've always had great respect for, and was a coach's son just like I am, and a lot of my staff members work with him at Georgia, and we just talked, and I just said, Coach, man, you know, you went through this, you know, is there any advice? And I was also, he was awesome, man. You know, he keeps up with us. He watches all my interviews and keeps up with us because he loves Southern Miss and he loves some of our staff members. He just said, Will, man, you're doing, just keep doing what you're doing. You're recruiting at a high level. Southern Miss is a special place. You know that probably better than anybody. You got to recruit. You got to keep building and just keep doing what you're doing. You know, we went through it, and, you know, he won one his first year. The next year, he lost his quarterback. You know, that's when Nick Mullins got hurt, and they only won three in year two. And then they were able to get over the hump. I think they were 3-3 before they won six straight down the stretch. And we talked about that, and you just can't waver, you know, and you got to keep building, keep going. And if you look at all the great programs that have been built, you know, through time, you know, you have to go through these things and you have to recruit. And we're going through it right now. You know, like I tell people all the time, just hang in there with us. We need you more while we're down than we do when we're rolling. And we're going to be rolling again. It's going to be a lot of fun. But, you know, if they're going to get us, I'm saying it again, they better get us right now because there's going to come a day when they trot out there, they wish they wasn't even playing us.
Yeah, Monk used to always tell me, no quick fixes. You got to do it the right way, and sometimes that takes a little bit longer than you want it to.
If you quick fix it, the ceiling is not near as high, okay? You can quick fix it and build a one-story house a whole lot quicker than you can build a three- or four-story house. And we're doing it the right way. We're laying a foundation that can support a three- and four-story house. And we're doing it the right way. And everybody that don't like it, go get you a football program and do it how you want to. So there you go.
Well, that's great. So, Coach Munkin, I know you've been in contact with a lot of former Golden Eagle players and coaches who love this program and are excited about what you're doing and how you're doing it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We've done a great job connecting all the eras that we can, you know, from Coach Bauer to Coach Fedor to Coach Munkin. We've reached out to all those great players. They know from me, for the most part, you know, how we want them back. You could see that this past week with the 2011 team here and the relationships we have, you know, with Terrence Pope and Tracy Lampley and Austin Davis and Dominique Sullivan, all those guys, man. You know, we've got great relationships with them that go way back, and they believe in where we're headed. And, you know, when it goes on and on and on, and they know we're doing it the right way. They're football guys. They see it. And we are, and we're proud of where we're headed. And, you know, John, we're going to keep recruiting. You know, in these breaks right now, what was I doing? I was texting a mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a mom of a player, a mom of a recruit. You know what I'm saying? And recruiting never stops if you want to win and be good. And that's where we're headed right now. And I don't like where we're at. You know, I don't like how we have to, you know, what it looks like when we play these games. But I do really like where we're headed, and I do believe in where we're headed.
Well, there's a lot of positive energy. There's no question about that, about Southern Miss football and the future of Southern Miss football. And as we say good night tonight, keep up the good work. Let's go get a win on Saturday.
I appreciate it, John. Everybody hang in there with us. Better days are ahead. And to the top, baby.
All right, that's it tonight here from Walk-Ons. Don't forget next week's show will be a Wednesday night show because of the Friday night football game at Louisiana Tech. So for all of us here, thanks for listening in. Thanks for being a part of the show. Till we meet you again, John Cox is always reminding you of the three essential to happiness: something to do, something to love, something to hope for. Hope to have you with us on Saturday for Golden Eagle football and next week for the Golden Eagle Hotline. Good night, everybody.
On the Southern Miss Sports Network from Learfield, you've been listening to Golden Eagle Hotline, live from Walk-Ons. Tonight's show was brought to you by Walk-Ons Sports Bistro. Win everyone, everywhere, every way, every day. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Southern Miss Sports Network.